Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Vav Omud Beis. And we're in the middle of the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, Simin Reish Vav, and we're at the top, Sif Hey. The Mechaber tells us, Ein Mevorchen, one does not make a bracha, lo al ochel v'lo al mashke, not on a food or on a liquid, until that item is brought forward in front of you. And then, when the item is, so to say, ready to be eaten or drunk, then you go and make the bracha. Before that, you should not. We'll see, we'll define this as when there's no guarantee that the item will be brought out in front of you. If it is certain that the item will be brought out in front of you, or it's totally within your control, so then, b'di'evid, you can make the bracha, even if the item is brought only after you made the bracha. L'chatrila, one should follow this din, however, that you only make the bracha once the item is ready and easily available for you to eat or drink. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, Beirach, if you made the bracha, v'achakach heviu l'fonav, if they only brought the item to you after you made the bracha, so then the halacha is, tzorach l'varach pamacheres. The Mechaber says you have to make a new bracha. Your original bracha doesn't count. However, but if you made a bracha on fruit that are in front of you, you made a bar pri'etz on an apple, then they bring out more apples. Or they bring out some oranges. They bring out some other fruit that had the same bracha as the first bracha that you made. In this situation, the Mechaber says you do not have to make a new bracha. However, the Rama adds, Hagah, the Tov Lizor Lechatchila, one should be very careful, Lechatchila, Leo's Daito Akomashi of Yulo, that one should have in mind when he makes his original bracha, that it should also satisfy and exempt any additional fruits or similar bracha items that are being brought out, and this way you don't run into any problems. Now, this was a mouthful, so now let's go see what the Mishnah Berurah has to qualify everything that we just said. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yutes writes, Tzorech levarach pamacheres. If they bring out the food after you made the bracha on it, so then you have to make a new bracha. Why is that? So he says, afilu kivin dato alei mishas bracha. Even if you had in mind, I'm making a bar pri eitz, let's say. I don't have any fruits in front of me. I know that somebody's going to bring out some fruits in a few moments and give them to me. So I'll make the bracha now. As soon as it comes out, I'll be ready and able to eat it. Gam kein lo mahani. That is not acceptable. And when they do bring out the fruits, you have to make a new bracha. Why? Because at the time that you made the bracha, the fruits were not there, or the item was not in front of you. And the bracha that you made had, so to say, nothing to work on. It couldn't exist, that bracha, in a vacuum. You need to have the item that you're making the bracha on in front of you in order for the bracha to work. We're going to learn in Siv Vav that if there's a flowing stream, that you can make the bracha now, even though the water that you're going to actually drink is 100 feet away or 20 feet away and hasn't yet reached you. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'lo dami, this is not comparable, li'ama samayim, to the stream of water, the sivav, that we'll learn towards the end of today's shir or tomorrow's shir. The hasam over there, kivin should bevada yavo hamayim negdo. The stream is flowing. Nothing has to be done in order for that water to reach you. So the water upstream is flowing down to where you are. It will be there in 10 seconds or 5 seconds. And therefore, ki'ilu hayu lefanav damya. It is considered halachically as if it's right in front of you now. And therefore, the bracha that you're making now, the shahakal in the water, even though that water is not in front of you, that water will inevitably be in front of you in a few seconds, almost immediately. And therefore, you can make the bracha now, even though the water is not there. The water that you'll be drinking, that is. Masha Ein Kain, as opposed to our case, Hacha, over here. The Tolu Yidas Acherim. You made a Barpia 8 expecting somebody to bring you an apple. But maybe they won't bring you the apple. It's not in your hands. It's up to somebody else. And when it's up to somebody else, you're totally on Das Acherim. You're dependent upon somebody else. So then you have to make a new bracha when the item comes out. However, if the item that you made a bracha on, for example, the apple, is in a basket, at the time that you're making the bracha, and it will be brought to you immediately after you make the bracha, so then ain't no tzorach lachzor baruch. Then you don't have to go and make a new bracha, even though you couldn't reach it. But kiven shehu muchan lefanav, it's there in front of you. It's not dependent on somebody else, but you're going to go and get it. So therefore, even though you can't reach it right now, but you can get up and go and get it, it's not dependent upon the actions of somebody else. So therefore, it is perfectly acceptable. B'di'evid, you shouldn't do this l'chatchila, but b'di'evid, you don't have to make a new bracha. He then brings down u'bepri megadim mitzadei. The Mishnah Berurah says that the pri megadim holds the u'adin kol ki haygavna. This is true for anything like this. Shuvadai sheyuvo etzlo, that it will definitely come in front of you. For example, kigon shehu becheder asamuchlo, the food item is in the adjacent room to where you are. So in that situation, it definitely is within reach. You'll be able to go and get it. Gamkin in tzorich lachzul baruch. The Prima Gadim says in this situation, you also don't have to make a new bracha. However, ach l'chatchila bevada yesh li zor b'zeh. Certainly, one should not rely upon this l'chatchila. This is only a b'dieved situation. But l'chatchila, we should follow along the halacha that we learned in yesterday's shiur, that you should always have the item in front of you, right, immediately able to be eaten after you make the bracha. You should hold it in your right hand, like we learned, and it should be easily available to you immediately after the bracha. The issue for the number 40 brings down that if you don't have a cup, for example, and you're drinking from a faucet, you should even open up the faucet beforehand to make sure that the water will be coming out in order to minimize the hefsek. And he brings this down the name of a Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. Now, what is the concern over here that you shouldn't do this except b'di'evin, it's acceptable, but l'chachila you shouldn't do this? So the Mishnah Berurah says, number one, echad mitam hefsek. There's the potential for an interruption in between the bracha and the eating of the item. So you shouldn't wait till the item is brought to you, but you should have the item in front of you and then make the bracha. That's reason number one. Number two, v'yod, furthermore, the l'chachila mitzul echos v'yod b'shasa bracha. Because one should ideally hold the item in his right hand, as we learned in yesterday's shiur in Sif Dalet, and by not having it in front of you, you're not fulfilling this din as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf explains the Mechaber, who said that if bringing out to you other fruits of that exact species, or other fruits that have the same bracha, then you don't have to make a new bracha if you made the bracha on the first fruit that was in front of you. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu afilu achar shekvar ochal rishonim. This is true even if you finished off the fruit that was in front of you. So you had an apple in front of you, you ate the apple up, and now they bring out another apple or an orange. You don't have to make a new bracha. And he says, V'nei midivri haramah debesomuch. And we'll see in a moment from the Ramah, which we already learned, that Mashma de Machaber Mayri Afilu Bishlohia Daito Behedja Akomash Yaviu. That the Machaber is telling us over here, even if you did not specifically have in mind that your original bracha goes to anything else that they will bring out. You had in mind to make the bracha on the fruits that were in front of you, that were stam in front of you, and the Mechaber holds, it's as if you made a tenai beferish, an explicit statement, that if they bring out any others, your original bracha counts for that as well. It's as if you said that. Everybody agrees if you did say that, it would be good. So here he says, even though you didn't say it, it counts that way anyway. Why? That's the normal way that people eat. They don't only make the bracha on that one apple. They know that there may be other apples that will come out. So even though they don't have specifically in mind, the original bracha goes b'stam according to the Mechaber on other apples that will come out or other fruits that will come out. However, if you had in mind that I'm only eating this apple, then if they bring out other apples, then you have to make a new bracha. Or when you finish the apple, you made up in your mind that you're not going to eat anything further. And then, when they bring out new apples, you say, wow, those do look juicy. And you want to go eat them then, the situation, the bezeh, in here, everybody would agree that you have to go make a new bracha. The issue for number 42 brings down, if somebody had in front of him several species, that had the same bracha on them, and he intended to eat all of them. However, but once he made the bracha on one of them, he didn't realize that they all were the same bracha. So he thought he'd have to make a separate bracha on them. He thought one of them, say, was a vegetable. He'd make a bar pi adama. He finds out afterwards it's also a bar pi eitz. But he knew about all of them at the beginning. But since when he made the original bar pi eitz, he said it doesn't go on the other thing because he thought that was a bar pi adama. So in this situation, Rabbi Akiva Eger is mesupik im tzorach lachzul varach halachem. Does he or does he not have to make a new borei pri eitz on the other fruit that's there, which he thought was a vegetable? So now does he have to make a new bracha or not? Rabbi Akiva Eger brings the tuas shor, and the Kaf HaChaim writes similarly, shimehivu lefonav mispar tapuchim. If somebody brought in front of you a number of apples, you had in mind to eat all of them, but he mistakenly thought each time you eat a new apple, you have to make a new bracha, and then afterwards he finds out the halacha is not that way, then he doesn't have to make a new separate bracha. Likewise, he brings down, if somebody forgot to eat the afikomen until he washed his hands and said havlo nevarach, in other words, he's starting the benching, and therefore, theoretically, you're not allowed to eat anymore. So in this situation, since the afikomen is an essential part of the meal, we don't consider it a hesach hadas, because it's, so to say, Hashem's commandment that you still have to eat. So therefore, he just forgot over here on his own, and it isn't considered a hesach hadas. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chafalav explains that this would be true, like we said, if you not only brought out new apples, but even if you brought out oranges, a different min acher. However, he says, Ubavat Shiyem Min Peros, it has to be a fruit. The Emberach al Dogim, for example, if somebody made a bracha on fish, which is a shahakol, and then Vivil Oshech, they bring him some beer, Shu Min Acher Legamri, it's also a shahakol, but it's a totally different species, so to say. In this situation, Avshe Bechoseim Shavos, even though both of them are shahakol, since you did not have in mind specifically to exempt that other species, therefore, Mikol Mokom Einu Neftarim Bebrachos Bestoma, Stam, you're not Yotzei with one shahakol and another totally unexpected and different shahakol. If you had both the fish and the beer in front of you, you make the bracha on the fish. It includes the beer as well. You don't need a separate bracha on the beer. Or, they're at least all in front of you, even though you didn't specifically have in mind to eat from it, they were all there in front of you, then also it wouldn't require a separate bracha. The issue from number 43 brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, She'ein min echad poter chaveru b'stoma, elu kishishneim hein var machila. He said that one shahakol can pater another shahakol stam if they're both food items. But a food item can't pater a drink unless you specifically had it in mind. This is also the opinion as well of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Machtzis HaShekel. The issue for number 44 brings down, how do we define something being munach lefonov? So then, Rav Nissen Karolitz explains, Shainu Shodeya Shemunach Lefonov. You just have to know it's on the table, but you don't have to know specifically there's this or that specific type of a fruit on the table. You just have to know that there are other fruits there on the table, or other items with the same broch on the table, and you're having in mind to eat them. That is adequate. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Beis writes, Kama Achronim Cholki B'din Zeh. There are Achronim, however, and he gives a whole list in the Shaar HaTzion, Siv Katan Chav Gimel, that disagree with this din that we just said. And they hold the dafka be also amin mamash who depote be bracha so stoma after also perish of yulo achakach. Only the bracha on the original apple will exempt other apples that come out afterwards, but not other oranges. Avol amin acher for other species lo mahani bechasa be stoma. A stam bracha originally will not work on other fruits. Vitzarich levarach, they have to make a separate bracha according to these achronim. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, if they bring out the other species, so for example, in my case, the apples and the oranges, if they bring out the oranges, while there are still apples present, then everybody would say that you don't have to make a new bracha on the oranges. Why? Since you're still eating the apples. So the eating of the apples, so to say, is still a part of the original bracha of Bar Pri Eitz, and therefore the eating of the oranges is grouped into that. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chein niral halacha." This is the halacha lemaisa. Dishah footnote 46 goes so far as to say, even if they didn't have the apple and the oranges in front of you, El Shaisa Dato b'terem siyim lecho shavilo od. As long as you had in mind that they would bring something out while you still were eating, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "Moila hechlataso lekach shlo yichoshev kisiluk meyachilas hamaycho." It's not considered that you're done eating yet. As long as you had in mind while you were still eating it, even though it wasn't brought out to the table, it could fulfill the need to make a bracha on the other item. You don't have to make a separate bracha on the other item. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yesh min ha'achronim shekosvot. There are further other achronim. He specifically says in Sif Katan Chafei in the Shaar HaTzion that is the Chayodom, Dim kava atzmo lechilas haperos. If you sit down to eat fruit, Av sheberach b'stama peros shayu lefonav, even though you only made the bracha bar peitz on those fruits that were in front of you, and then vevi alo min ha'acher, and then afterwards they bring another species, achar shekila min harishon, after you finished off all the fruits that were in front of you, they bring out some other fruit, a different species. The Chayodom says, Ein tzorach lazal baruch. You do not have to make a new bracha. The kiven de kava atzmo liachila, since you set up over here to eat fruits, it's not called the hesach hadas, since you had intention to eat whatever fruits are brought out there, mistoma. To get around all these problems, the Ramah said, one should be careful to have in mind specifically on any foods that are going to come out. And the Mishnah Berurah comments on this in Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the Yesh min haposkim shesov in the bistoma lomahani. As we've already spoken out, there are achronim that say over here that you aren't yotzei on the other fruits that are brought out, unless you specifically have that in mind, and therefore, the bistoma lomahani v'chol gabni, you aren't yotzei under any circumstances according to these achronim, elin ken hayu lefonim b'shas habracha, unless they were there in front of you, or unless you specifically had in mind. And therefore, avol belav hochi bo'ino shiu daito akomash yaviu lo achakach. And therefore, in the stam position, you should always make a bracha and have in mind, if they bring me out other fruits and vegetables, I will wish to be yotzei with them. Yishu footnote number 50 brings down Hazman shebotzorach shetiyah daito lekach. How much in mind, so to say, do you have to have it before it's considered that it wasn't in mind? So Rav Yashiv brings down shekavana mu'ila dafku betchilas bracha. So you have to have this in mind at the beginning of the bracha, or right after the beginning of the bracha, while you're still in the bracha, what's called toch kidei dibur of the beginning of the bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is a little bit more makel. He says you have until toch kidei dibur of the end of the bracha as well. The issue footnote number 51 brings down in regards to guests that are invited to somebody's house to eat fruits or other things. So the Shulchan Aruch has already taught us in Simin Kuf Ayin Tes, She'enam Tzrichel Levarach El Al Arishon. There you only make a bracha the first thing, and that the assumption is that you know that other foods are going to be brought out. Whatever the owner of the house, whatever the balabas brings out, you're having in mind that whatever he brings out, you're going to be pottering with this initial bracha. So you don't have to make a new separate bracha on everything that is brought out. Now we go to Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Nota biyado pri liochlo, if a person takes in his hand the fruit to make a bracha on, and he makes the bar pri eitz on it, he makes the bracha on it, the nafa miyado, but before he ate it, it fell out of his hand, the nevat, and it's lost, he can't find it, onimas, or it fell, let's say, into the ground, and it became disgusting. So what should he do? Tzarech lachzo levorech, afa pi shahoya, me oso min lefonav, yosef kishaberech al rishon. He has to, according to the Mechaber, make a new bracha on whichever other fruit that he takes, even though that fruit was in front of him at the time that he made the bracha on the first one. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sipkol Chavdalid. The same din would apply, v'uadin b'imtzao shenirkav. The same thing would apply if he finds that the fruit is rotten. Ve'in oroi l'achila klal, and it's not edible at all. But no talacher, and therefore he has to take another fruit. So in this situation, he has to make a new bracha according to the Mechaber. However, if it still is a little bit edible, the Mishnah Berurah says you should eat a little bit from that fruit. He says in this way you won't have made a bracha levatola. If it's so ruined and disgusting, in fact you didn't notice it beforehand, and now you can't eat it, so then you have to make a new bracha on a new fruit, and the first bracha that you made is unfortunately a bracha levatola. You should of course say baruch shein kvo machosoli olam v'ed, as you do whenever you made a bracha by accident. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafei says, this is true that you have to make a new bracha even if the other fruits were there in front of you at the time that you made the bracha on the fruit that you're holding in your hand. Rosh Lomai, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber is telling us, afilu hachi, even though that there are other fruits there, lo amrinu, we do not say, the yiyah chal birchosu alakol, that his original bar priyates goes on all the others. Batam ayin in the bir halacha. And the reasoning is explained in the bir halacha over here, Dibra Masko, rak shlo yadaito v'chulei. This bir halacha goes into a long arichas over here to explain that the Ramah that we're about to read actually argues with this Mechaber. They're not the same. The bir halacha starts off and it says, from the lashon of the Ramah, it sounds like he's just being explaining mefarish as divrei Mechaber, alma b'emes eino kein. The bir halacha says that this is not true, and the Chafetz Chaim goes into a long explanation over here as to why this is the case, ayin shom. Bottom line, the Mechaber says you do have to make a new bracha on the other fruits, even though they were all there in front of you, because the fruit that you were intending to make a bracha on is not edible. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, Hagah, rak shelo haya daito olav la'ochlo. This is only true, the Ramah says, if you had no intention of eating any of the other fruits. But if your intention was to eat potentially some of the other fruits, and the first fruit that you wanted to eat is not able to be eaten for whatever the reason, then you do not have to make a new bracha on one of the other fruits. Mishnah Berurah explains this in Simkat and Chavav. Rosh Lomai, the Ramah is telling us that this is true only in a situation shlo haya daito beferish b'shas bracha al kulam, rak b'stama, that he didn't specifically intend that he was going to eat any of the other fruits. It just was stam. He had no specific intention at all. The Ramah says, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that if you had intention to eat any of the others, then ein tzorich lachzor levarach. Then, even though the fruit that you picked up is not edible, but you did potentially intend to eat any of the other fruits that were there as well, so then you do not have to make a separate bracha. And this is true even if they weren't actually out in front of you on the table at that point in time, even if you just knew that they were going to come out later on. And he says, "Ayin de bir halacha, the yesh kam rishonim shesovrin dafilu b'stama gamkin in tzorich lachzor levarach." And there are even achronim over here. He brings down the bir halacha that say, even if you didn't specifically have in mind, but just stam over here, you would also not have to make a new bracha. The kivin shaya munach lefonav al hashulchan, since it was in front of you on the table, stam hevidato behedra alakol. Person stam has das to eat all of them. And therefore, usafik brachas lahakel, the opinion always is that when in doubt, in the bracha de Rabbanon, you do not make the bracha, you don't take Hashem's name in vain, and therefore, you do not make a new bracha on the other fruits. Tishavut number 53 brings down a fascinating idea from a Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, who says you can make a tenai once in your life that you should always not have this problem by saying that any fruits that are on the table, I always have intention that they're going to be included in my original bracha, and this would work for the rest of his life to do this one time. However, he says, Yesh poskim shekosu b'dvarim ke'elu, yesh lehisnos kem b'chol yom. Others say you have to do this every day, and tzarich iyun what the halacha is l'maisa. In any event, in order to get around these problems, a person should always have in mind, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah and the rest of Siman Reish Vav in tomorrow's shiur. That concludes today's shiur.